Now, the new Residential Tenancies Act, the provisions of which will come into force on the 1st of March, are that tenants and new tenancies that start after that date will be entitled to 6 years of duration, albeit with the normal protections. If you haven't paid your rent or if you have destroyed the house or severely damaged the house, you'll be evicted. But at the same time, you have protections that will be in place that haven't been in place before. The other side of that is that landlords, even if in rent pressure zones, will be allowed to reset market rates every time a tenancy ends back to market, or tenant rental rates, I should say, to market values, which has been objected to by several different branches and parties of the opposition. But what about students? And what about students specifically who are in the private market? Well, with me to talk about this in more detail is Cian McGrath, who's MTU Kerry Students' Union President. Cian, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me this morning. And look, what's your understanding, first of all, of the impact the Residential Tenancies Bill will have on students? There are protections in place, I know, from last year's changes and this current act on student-specific accommodations. So that's off the table in terms of that's actually students are in a better place now. But there's a cohort of students who you say you fear will be affected.
Yeah, when you look at it, the majority of students aren't getting caught by student-specific accommodation, and they're just kind of being left into the public sector. So when you look at those types of students, they're really like missing out and having the fact that they're only here, only in the accommodation for 9 months, and by the time they're back again in September, the rent is raised again, and it's just there isn't really much protection for them in those scenarios.
So this is now specifically away from purpose-built student accommodation, which is covered by the Residential Tenancies Act 2024, which strengthens the student's position. It means your lease can only be 41 weeks. That means that, you know, you don't have to pay for the summer. It limits the advance payments as well. It limits the amount of deposits that are charged. So all those protections are in place. None of that is in place for tenants, students who are out there in the private market.
Yeah, the students that are in the private market don't have those same protections as ones that are in the student purpose-built accommodation. You can especially notice it here in Tralee. Like we only have 3 purpose-built student accommodation places, and they're only covering maybe a quarter or a third of the students that are actually in MTU. And when you look at other institutions in Tralee as well, there's Kerry College, we have the apprentices, you know, there's not enough student accommodation in Tralee to cover those. So like a majority of students are either commuting or they're living in the private sector and they're getting screwed by rent prices and rent increases every year, and it's not helping them, and they can't avail of the same protections that those living in student purpose built accommodation can.
Okay, so what's your fear of what will happen next September? Let's say someone is in a tenancy at the moment. What do they do with it? This goes for landlords as well in terms of what will be happening here. Is it that up to now, let's say you're a student or a couple of students who come together, you're renting a house in Tralee or outside Tralee, and you're going to the MTU. What will happen from September to you different to what would happen now? Could the rent be increased hugely?
If you can pay for...
If you enter a new tenancy.
Yeah, if you're paying during the summer, you're fine, because rent can increase. But if you leave, let's say, after exams in May and you come back in September, that's technically then a new tenancy, and you could be there looking at another 2% increase on what rent you were already paying. You could spend your entire summer saving to pay the current rate and rent, and the next thing, when you come back, it's just gone up again. Or it mightn't even be available. You know, there's this strong possibility that landlords look at this and think, well, I'm not going to put students up for 6 months. I'm not going to put students up for 6 years. Like, and
that's what I was going to ask you. Just even on that side of it, just specifically on that side of it, a landlord now, let's say for the last 10, 15, maybe 20 years, they've had a house or a number of houses and they're renting to students. That's just the market they're in. That works best for them. If they're entering a new lease in September... and it's a new tenancy, effectively, if there's been a break. So does that mean the students or student is entitled to 6 years accommodation in the house if they want it? Now, they won't want it because they're not going to be in college for 6 years. But that rule applies to them as well, doesn't it? The landlord will have to think, well, hold on a second here. If I sign a lease with this person, then that means they'll have 6 years in this house if they want.
Yeah, they're entitled to a minimum.
Is that your understanding?
Yeah, they're entitled to a minimum of 6 months, but they can have up to 6 years if they want it. And you could look at landlords thinking, why would I give this house to students for 6 years when I can just continue what I'm doing and turning it into an Airbnb during the summer? I could rent it out to a family for 6 years and have kind of more security that way. But it's just students need accommodation in Tralee, especially those coming to DMT2, because we've really noticed it over the last few years that our commuter numbers are just going up and up because the accommodation isn't there. And then with the price increase, we're really kind of expecting those numbers to go down again, and it's just not going to be available for them. But when you look at it, yeah, when you come back from summer, you mightn't have the same accommodation that you've had for the last two or three years. Like,
okay, what do you think needs to be done here? What are you asking the government to do?
Look, I suppose first and foremost, more public built student accommodation. That's the main thing. But I think more rights have to be put in place for students. Like 9 month leases, protected 9 month leases have to be put in place
in the private market.
Yeah, in the private market.
If you can show you're a student going to a third level institution.
Yeah, you should be entitled to a 9 month lease and options to extend after that. But I think, you know, just like more public built accommodation needs to be our first and foremost. But if more protections can be put in place in the private sector for students, by all means, that would be a massive help, especially to us when we get to August and there's students ringing, getting onto us looking for accommodation, looking for digs, and it's just not available. We just have to try and plead with people again to open up their houses, or even if they do have private sector, to kind of give affordable rent, really. And it's not viable to kind of continually ask landlords to lower their rent when the market value just continues to go up and inflation continues to go up.
Yeah. And do you think that there's going to be even more pressure on this summer as students look to try and get accommodation for September onwards in Tralee?
Yeah, I think the second that the applications open for student purpose-built accommodations, like the likes of Kerry Lee, King's Court and Cush Game, I think the application for them is just going to go through the roof. And then anyone living in the private sector is going to kind of want to try and hold on to what they have. And it's just like anyone that's in Fortier now is kind of happy. You know, if they're going to continue to live in Tralee, it's good news for them because they're graduating and they could have a tenancy for the next 6 years in Tralee if they wanted it. But it's those that are going to be coming back to college that are really going to struggle to find places to live down here and might have to go back to commuting again. And that kind of really, really, really doesn't help with the students, especially with the college, with her level experience, because we've noticed that those commuter students are kind of missing out on a lot. And obviously we wouldn't want them to have the full experience and to enjoy college. And it's not just, you know, college isn't just going in 9 to 5 every day and coming out with your degree after 4 years. There's the experience of it, the people you meet along the way as well, and not having the accommodation where you're going to college kind of really hinders that.
Yeah, it certainly does. Okay, Cian, listen, thanks for giving us your view this morning on your concerns. That's Cian McGrath there, the president of the MTU Kerry Students Union, talking about the potential impact of Residential Tenancies Bill 2026 that will have on students who are dependent upon private rental accommodations. As I said, there were protections put in place for student-specific accommodation tenants in the last couple of years, and they've been strengthened again in the current Act, but the private market is a different scenario. Earlier on, we were speaking to Cian McGrath, Student Union President of the MTU, about the implications that the new Residential Tenancies Bill will have, whether it's 6-year tenancy durations or the ability of landlords to reset rents to market rates once the legislation comes into force on the 1st of March. With me on the line is Tommy Carmody, who's an auctioneer in Tralee and deals with a lot of property and student property in particular. Tommy, good morning to you, and thanks to you for talking to us in the programme this morning. What's your view? And you're taking issue with, I suppose, the idea that students are going to be fleeced.
I would be, Jerry. Thanks for having me on first. But with regards to student accommodation in Tralee, I'd look after about 100 properties for students, or 100 bed spaces. But let's see, over the last couple of years.
Is that student specific accommodation? Is it private rented accommodation, or is it a mixture of the two?
Half is student specific, and Kerry Lee was mentioned, okay, for example, earlier. Now, I'd consider that one of the finest student villages in Ireland, not just in Tralee, but there's what is it? I think 11 of the properties in there that I'd look after, but 8 of them I've been looking after for the last 4 years, and we haven't actually put the rent up at all, Jerry. We've kept them, kept the rent the exact same, and that's registered on the RTB and stuff like that. And yeah, there's kind of a nasty narrative around rentals these days and stuff like that, but the vast majority of landlords, they have sons and daughters. They have a heart. They look after the students. And Dawn and Kerry Lee, as I said, no rent increases, 3 to 4 years. They are looked after. And
and that's, listen, that's great to hear. And
not everybody wants to be putting the rent.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, it is.
That's a fair point, Tommy. And student-specific accommodation in Ireland is protected under the Residential Tenancies Board rules. It's protected as well under legislation that was brought in 2 years ago, which limited tenancies to 41 weeks and gave extra protections to students because of the nature of how you rent as a student. But that only covers places like Kerrylee, student-specific accommodation. What do you think is going to happen in the private side of things with the new, both for landlords as well as students looking to rent on that side of things? What are the new rules going to mean, do you think, for them?
There's actually positives coming through on the rental. Before taking the call there, when I knew I was coming on, I said I'd log on to my DAF portal, okay, where most of the reports are kind of linked off in Ireland. If it's not DAF, it's my home. But for rentals, it should be DAF. The stock of rental in Kerry so far this year is up 35%, okay? Now, that's not accurate either. It's probably closer to 50%, okay? So compared to last year, I think there was 440-odd homes rented in Kerry last year. If we keep it at this rate that we're going, there's going to be probably 6, but I actually reckon maybe 750 homes rented.
And why is that at a time when we're hearing of pressure in all sorts of places?
Yeah, so last year's figures were skewed, Jerry, because word got out that these new changes were coming in. So let's say pick Fairway Heights there. There was a house down there. Again, landlord hadn't put rent up, I'd say, in about 7 or 8 years. Tenants moved out. Now, if he re-rented under the rules that were there, he could only have gone up 2% per annum over those last 8 years, okay? Off 750, which wouldn't have brought him anywhere near what the market value is. Now, he's obviously decent. He kept the rent at that same level. Now, he could rent that on the 1st of March for probably 1,800. Now, he's opting for 15 or thereabouts, okay? So it'll still be below. But there's so many of those landlords that have stockpiled. So from the 1st of March to probably the end of April, there's going to be an even bigger increase to the number of homes coming to the market.
So that's being influenced, Tommy, by people timing it to come in with the new rules. And that's even with the realisation that those landlords will have to be giving up 6 years of a tenancy under those rules. But they're happy to do that.
Yes, but you see, the six-year thing there, it's actually indefinite tenancies at the minute in Kerry, you see. That's not talked about at the minute. So you've got the right to stay on indefinitely under a Part 4 at the minute. It used to be 4 years, then it went to 6 years, and down here it went to indefinite. So it's different. Yeah, it's got different implications throughout the country.
But the ways in which you'll be able to evict somebody will be much tightened under the new rules. That's the other thing that's coming in. That's changing.
Would I be purchasing an investment property now if I knew I was going to be retiring in 5 years? No. Would I purchase one if I'm just starting off? Let's say my accountant has told me I'm a plumber, I'm an electrician, purchase a property. You're starting off for your pension. Would I buy it then? Yes. If I was looking to sell in 5 years, no. But there isn't too many.
Tommy,
like
just
that.
Getting back to the student private accommodation, Tommy, can I ask you finally your view of, will landlords think twice about renting out in the private market if it means 6 years for a student? Or does that matter? Because students, by their nature, only want it for a year or two or max three, perhaps, maybe, in that situation. And what do you say to the fear?
Maybe 10 years ago, people might have taught students, you know, they're going to wreck the place, stuff like that, you know. They're very different now. They're half of them aren't drinking, they're all looking after the properties and stuff like that. But the beauty of renting to students, if I was putting an investment property of my own on the market, I'd actually be targeting students, because the beauty there is, you know that they'll be leaving. Half the fear there on the radio is people saying, oh, I don't know, will my tenants leave? You know the students will leave after 9 months. And then you've the option, then you could do a corporate let during the summer, or you could do your shorter term lets as well and get around this other new, let's say the restriction coming in on the 21 days and all that. You can get around all that. But students love them. They like dealing with us as well, which is important. Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Tommy, listen, thanks for your review on that. That's Tommy Carmody here of Tommy Carmody's Property House, manages both private and student-specific accommodation in Tralee, talking about those things and talking about from the industry point of view.